In today's gospel, Jesus continues his journey to Jerusalem, the site of his final conflict and his death by crucifixion. The closer he gets to Jerusalem, the more urgency can be detected in his message. So far, his message has received far more rejection than acceptance. In the final days, we all will be called to stand before God in the hope of entering the gates of heaven. The gate, however, as we heard, is a narrow one, requiring concentration on our approach that must be both disciplined and zealous. The word narrow here doesn't necessarily mean a very limited access. It refers to the concentrated effort that is needed to make a zealous and disciplined approach to the door leading to salvation. Some people are under the impression that desire will be enough. No doubt, desire is important, but what's required is a desire focused and put into action. While on earth, we can always change our ways, but once we stand before God, it will be too late to go back to mend our ways. What's required, as St. Paul tells us today, is that we must discipline ourselves in preparation for our final judgment. One day, all of humanity will see God's glory revealed. People throughout the world, of every race, color, or creed, will be gathered in God's presence. At that time, God's glory will be revealed to us. We will see how God has been at work in our lives, whether or not we were aware of his activity at the time. We will understand all that God has done for our spiritual benefit. And together, we will worship and give glory to God. That will be a great day. St. Paul tells us that we are all God's children and that God has already prepared a place for us in heaven. All that God does is for our greater good. Even when what's happening in our lives might not make sense to us, God asks us to trust. Trust that he knows what he's doing. God teaches us through hardships as well as good fortune. If things were always easy for us, we would take God's goodness for granted. The challenges we face can strengthen us and call us to a greater discipline. Now, what Jesus is saying is that we must constantly work for discipline in our lives because we don't know when or where we will be called before God. Greater discipline guides us to the joy of righteousness. At that point, the struggles to discipline ourselves will have been well worth it. It's only self-discipline, zeal, and concentration that will lead us to our final goal. Jesus came to preach change and renewal, but the people preferred to be left as they were. It's hard for us to change, especially to change our ways. We like to have things our own way, and usually prefer to take the path of least resistance in our spiritual journey especially. But desire to attain heaven is not enough. discipline is required. Without discipline, we won't be able to enter through the narrow gate. At the final moment, the decision of our salvation will have been determined by the way we have lived our lives here on earth. Those who didn't listen to Jesus will be considered evildoers, and it will be too late to go back and change our ways. St. Luke hopes that his own community will understand that Jesus' message is aimed at them. And Jesus has the same hope for us today. This is still an urgent message. In his day, Jesus' message was rejected more than accepted. In our day, Jesus' message still doesn't seem to be fully accepted. We cannot accept Jesus' message for others, but we can accept Jesus' message for ourselves. Will we reject Jesus' message or accept it and live our lives according to what God wants us to do?